During the February 7th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, at the request of their lawyer, Stephen Skinner, the commissioners voted to sign releases for settling the county's opioid lawsuits with several defendant companies. Commission President Walt Helmick explained that about 4 years ago, the county joined this nationwide class action lawsuit against the companies responsible for the opioid overdose crisis both here, across the state, and across the nation. Although no proposed awards were announced at this meeting, Commission President Walt Helmick declared that 100% of any monetary awards the county receives from this lawsuit will be dedicated by the commission to battling the drug problem here. There had also been a special commission meeting held on January 31st, during which there were no actions taken by the commissioners. The meeting instead featured representatives from the West Virginia Development Office reviewing the implementation forms required for two grants, the Thornwood Waterline Extension Project and a demolition project to remove the former Board of Education building in Marlinton. The Development Office project managers for each of these grant projects reviewed every page of these implementation forms. Region 4 will actually handle completion of these forms, which include budget forms, project schedule forms, scope of work forms, procurement forms, labor forms, environmental forms, and project closeout forms. Additionally, at the February 7th regular session, the commissioners approved draw request number 7 in the amount of $3,087 from the Broadband Study Grant. Amanda Smar of Region 4 explained that this money from this draw will be used to pay 4 invoices from the Thompson and Litton Company, which has been assisting the Pocahontas County Broadband Council in applying for broadband grants. Smar said that $11,000 remains in the study grant award, which will be used to develop applications for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Community Connect grants. The commissioners also appointed Kristen Beveridge and David Moore to the Dramas, Fairs, and Festivals Board, and they granted 3 contribution requests. In the first, Francisca Zarcon requested and received a $5,000 contribution for the child and youth advocacy. Zarcon explained that they work with Child Protective Services and law enforcement in conducting forensic interviews of children who are victims of child abuse, and that they are involved in teaching children in the schools about reporting abuse. The second request was from Tony Bird of the Northern Pocahontas County Community Assistance Incorporated. He asked the commission for and was granted a $5,000 contribution. Bird explained that they help the senior citizen program and they help with veterans' meals. Bryn Kusick requested and was granted $5,000 to help make up for diminished state financial support to pay performance fees at the Opera House. There were also important discussions about prioritizing proposed commission projects and about proposals for changes to the distribution of the hotel occupancy tax during this meeting and after the meeting during a work session. These will be discussed and reported on in part 2 of this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.